Hey you, I got a question for you. What are you doing in June? Specifically, the 10th to the 14th. Well, if you're wondering why I'm asking you this, it's because I've got my next Mexico retreat happening in Tulum in Mexico for 4 nights, 5 days this June. Now, this whole event will be like being my best friend because we're going to be hanging out in 5-star luxury. This retreat is all about embodiment. It's about rapid growth using transformational human design and at the same time, living in the lap of luxury. So spend 5 days with me in an intimate setting, discovering your purpose, sitting poolside, having deep conversations and connecting with like-minded people who will become your lifelong friends. And honestly, it's like being my best friend for a week. So if you're curious, it's important that you know if you join before April 22nd, you'll get 1 month free in HDX. And the next 4 people who join are going to get a free 60-minute unpack session with one of my extraordinary coaches. Sound good? Well, it really is that good. At the end of the day, I want to spend this time with you deep diving into your human design while having the greatest transformations and breakthroughs of your life. And let's be honest, probably mine too. See you in Tulum. Hey everyone, and welcome to the Human Design Podcast with me, your host, Emma Dunwoody. I'm a qualified master coach and human behavior specialist, as well as being a qualified human design coach. And I work with clients every single day to answer the big questions. Who am I? Why am I here? And what is my purpose? I also assist them to transition from the person they think they should be to the person they really are on the inside. I teach people how to actually live their design instead of just knowing it. And if this is something that you want to do too, well, stay tuned or reach out for private coaching or Human Design Unpacks, where I show you exactly how to live your design. Hey, hey, everyone, and welcome to today's podcast. Today is a little bit different. In fact, it's going to be a walk down memory lane. We just clocked over 200 episodes of the Human Design Podcast, which is so freaking exciting and a time to celebrate, how far we've come, how as in the business, how far I've come as a human being in my journey. And I really feel that it's a great opportunity in this celebration to really share the ups and downs of learning how to live in alignment with our design, learning how to be who we came here to be. And yeah, I'm just excited to share this journey with you. Now, I actually was looking this morning at when I did my first podcast, and my first podcast actually went to air in June of 2019. And when I first started the podcast, I actually started it and I think it was called Anyone Can Change. Yeah. So it was all my behavioral focused work, or at least that was my intention. It shifted pretty quickly, but most of you already know that story. But I'm going to share it with you again because it's important and it's pivotal. Over those years, and sorry, back in 2019 when I put my first podcast out, I genuinely just started it because it felt like something that I would enjoy doing. You know, I love to talk. So I thought it would be a really great way to share a lot of the things that I was teaching my clients at the time. Now, keeping in mind, when I started this podcast, my business was going from, because it was in transition, like I was in this liminal space. We had decided that I would take over the responsibility, if you like, for being the primary breadwinner, the primary earner, that we had to take my business from this part-time business that I had working with corporates, working specifically with leaders, with leadership teams, C-level executives, running workshops, you know, very behavior, performance, success
focused business, you know, within the corporate environment, within career. And at the time, I was experimenting with human design with all of these clients, because the year before I had walked the Camino and the universe had basically smacked me in the face with human design. It was like, this is where you need to take it. And when I started this podcast, I was too afraid to tell anyone that I was using human design. You know, like all of my execs knew, because I had to actually ask them for their birth time, and it felt so uncomfortable, you know, it felt embarrassing. It felt like, oh my God, they're going to think I'm some crazy woo-woo person, right? However, I had made this commitment to the universe that I was going to integrate or at least experiment with human design. So I'd started using it in my business, and we had come up with just the most, at least my clients were having results. Like I'd always found with the corporate business that there were so many things that I could do fundamentally in the beginning that we could create change fast. You know, like that was one of the things I've always been really good at, like fast change. And then I'd started to integrate or introduce human design, and that their results were going off like crazy. And what was really interesting to me is that there was a whole lot less effort going in. Whenever we were looking at beliefs and mindset, the human design piece would be like, oh, wow, there it is. It's right there in the chart. Like I could see all the patterns coming together. So when I started this podcast, there was part of me that was like, yeah, I am going to go down the human design road, but I certainly wasn't ready to declare it to the world. Like that I was not ready for. Anyway, through that process, one of the things that I did is I introduced human design, and of course, in a very serendipitous way. A friend of mine who is a PT in Victoria who trains athletes and people post-surgery and that sort of thing. One of my mentors from where I trained to become a master coach had just started working with this friend of mine, and he reached out and he said, oh, hey, how are you? I've just started working. What are you up to? And I remember in that moment thinking, wow, this is, and as an MG, this was something to respond to. You know, my mind was like, don't you dare tell him about human design. Like, you've studied with this guy for 3 years. Yes, he's very spiritual, but he's also very corporate. And my body was so excited to share human design with him. So I shared. I said, oh, well, actually, you know, I've been doing this. I've been working with these businesses. You know, I'd worked with a few really big businesses. He was like, wow, that's really exciting. And I said, but it's this thing. It's this human design thing that I think is where I'm headed. And I said to him, oh, just give me your birth date and I'll tell you. And we were having this conversation, and he was like, wow, this is crazy. So he went away and he did some research of his own. And in this time, I am, you know, doing the work. I'm showing up every day. Like one of the principles that I embodied, one of the beliefs that I embodied, especially in the first 12 months of going from my part-time business to a full-time business to replace Justin's income, was that I had to be prepared to do the things that other people weren't prepared to do. So I was all in. I was fully committed. And I think this is one of the things that I really want you guys to hear, is that in the human design world, we do talk a lot about, you know, ease and grace and flow. We talk a lot about how things feel. If it feels good, great. You know, one thing you don't necessarily hear me say a lot, but a lot of people say, is like, if it's a hell yes, do it. If it's a hell no, don't. And I don't subscribe to that. What I subscribe to is, you know, over the years, what I've learned is we have to understand the difference between the feeling of being out of our comfort zone and out of alignment. Because oftentimes we would tell ourselves not to do things because it feels like a hell no. Because telling this mentor of mine that I am integrating human design into everything, like that was a hell no. That felt like a freaking hell no. But at that time, I didn't realize that it was my ego. I didn't realize that it was all the fear around admitting that I'm integrating this spiritual thing into my, or this energy thing into my business. I mean, I had an inkling of it, but if I was just going by how I felt, then I wouldn't have done it. So one of the things that at that time I was like, well, I need to be prepared to do the things that other people don't do, you know, the things that stop people from succeeding. So I just kept turning up. I kept taking imperfect action. I kept checking in with like, yeah, I'm really excited about this. And I would often feel excited and scared at the same time. And I remember having that feeling, that real awareness, and then just having that nudge to go back and read Letting Go, which is one of my favorite books by Dr. David Hawkins. And in there, he talks about, and I was just sharing this on Mastermind 1.0 this week, like every time we feel an emotion, its opposite is also present. So what we can do is we can just sit with our physical body, we can sit with that emotion, and we can just show, we can ask its opposite to show itself. So oftentimes, you'll hear people say, I'm scared and excited, you know, and that was something in that moment that I was like, well, okay, so I'm feeling fear. Is there excitement under there? And yes, sure enough, there was. So this is where I started to get more in touch with my body. I started to understand that there were going to be things that felt uncomfortable, but my body was still feeling excited about it. Okay. And this was how I really started to grow my business, really getting, experimenting, taking imperfect action and journaling. Like, what was the result? When I felt that and I took that action, what was the result? And doing gratitude every single time I got the result that I wanted or close to where I was going. That's what I did. So in that process, in that time, and when Joe went down the HD rabbit hole, that was when I had that download that you guys have all heard me talk about. And this is when the snowball really started to grow, if you like, for me. It was in that moment where one night I'm in the shower, I get the download that I have to change the name of my podcast to the Human Design Podcast. And this imposter syndrome kicks in. Like, I'm so afraid. I'm like, I can't do that. I don't know enough. I'm just doing my experiment. You know, I'd certified by that stage. I'd studied with Kim. I'd done her course. But there wasn't much information out there. It was all the old schoolers. And it was really, really new. So I was like, oh God, I don't know. I don't know enough. Who am I to do this? Like, this should be something Kim's doing. But I followed my strategy and authority. So I was like, all right, cool. I know that that's my ego. I know that that's coming from fear. I'm going to write it down in my journal because I'm an emotional MG. So I can't take action. My insights, as I'm going to talk to, are very important. You know, that's in my genius, in my pearl sequence from the gene keys. So insights are hugely important for me. However, I have to wait for something to respond to, right? So the next day I literally get a call from Joe. He's so freaking excited. He's like, oh my God, this is the best thing ever. Someone needs to do a podcast on this. Emma, you should do a podcast on this. And I was like, no fucking way. And that was the moment for me that I made the commitment. Anyone who studied with me or worked with me, you know, I talk about commitment, integrity, and responsibility. And these are the things where you're like, okay, well, I've made this promise. I've made this promise to the universe to run my human design experiment and to integrate it. So I did that. I followed the bouncing ball. Now, I would put out those episodes and I would literally say to Justin, oh, it's not good enough. And he'd be like, I'm just putting it out. And I would, every single time they go out, I'd feel like they weren't good enough. I'd feel like, you know, who was I to do it? Like the fear was still there. However, I was building this evidence within my body, within my mind, that when I followed this thing called strategy and authority, that things worked out, you know, things went my way. So in that process, and I'm going to sort of speed up the story a little bit now, 2019, the back end of 2019, I really started to put in the practice of admitting out loud that human design was something that I really loved. And I thought, you know, wow, this is super powerful. I want to integrate it. By the time we hit early 2020, of course, the pandemic had hit. There were these big topics going on in the world. And I had I'd signed up for a marketing program, an online marketing program with an expert that I really, really adore. And I still love to this day. I think James Wedmore, I love his podcast, Mind Your Business. I haven't listened to it for ages. I haven't listened to anything for a long time. But he was brilliant. So I'd signed up for all of his stuff. We were doing BBD. We were running all the things. We were doing all this, taking all the imperfect action, running things. But I wasn't quite getting the results. And I was really beating myself up because I wasn't getting the results. I was finding it really challenging because, you know, he comes from a very similar school from the school of thought that I come from. So I was like, God, it's got to be me. I'm doing something wrong. I'm not taking the right actions, or I'm not taking responsibility. And I was really in my own head about this. And then, of course, then I went, oh, hang on a second. I'm totally in my mind. I'm not making decisions from the body. There's got to be a better way. So I flipped it. Up until that point, I was running all of his strategies, all of his models, and I was having very mixed results, okay? And the mixed results I was getting, of course, I was like, well, it's my responsibility. My results are a direct reflection to the actions that I take, the responsibility or the things that I'm doing and not doing, to my mindset, to my focus, to all of these things. And then I was like, what if it's my design? What if it's got to do with my human design? So I flipped it. I started to go, okay, let's come back to, what are the external clues? You know, you hear me talk a lot about the external clues. What's showing up? Where are the synchronicities? Where's the universe guiding me? What are the insights that are dropping in the shower? What insights that are dropping in that I write down in my journal? Am I getting something external to act from? And this is where everything shifted within my business, because we are in early 2020. Lockdown's happening all over the world. And I have got this internal guidance. All of these insights are dropping in for me. All of this wisdom's dropping in. I'm writing them down and I'm getting constant synchronicities. I'm having people ask me. I'm having people reach out. I'm seeing other masterminds that I want to join. Like, there's this constant like barrage of synchronicity and external clues that I have to run this mastermind. And it's the download that I got. It's the internal wisdom from God, universe, source that had dropped in for me. And I had all of these things to respond to. Now, what's really interesting about this is that my mind at this point is going, are you kidding me? Like, no one's going to want to spend money now. It's a high-end product. It's a big investment. But I'm like, nope, I'm going to run this. I've done everything according to my design and really just strategy and authority. Because at this stage, I wasn't, I'd kind of dived into my design. I was using human design with all my clients. But compared to what I know now and the experience I have now, like, I was still like just circling the surface, you know. However, I realize now that that's all I really needed. I just needed to trust in my design, my strategy and authority. I had to trust in the synchronicities, the opportunities. I had to trust in the things that were coming for me to respond to. I had to trust that my emotional wave was such a roller coaster at that time as well, because I hadn't, I hadn't been in the experiment long enough, you know? So I had to really take my time with things. Anyway, so instead of taking the advice of experts and going from this place of, I have to start with a lower end product and build up my, my free product, then my lower end product, then work up to this mastermind, I was like, I'm launching it. It's early 2020. My mind's going, you're an idiot. What are you doing? My body's going, sweet. Thank you for listening to me finally. And I literally go into my launch sequence for the first ever mastermind, my first ever group coaching program, the week we get locked down in Sydney, in Australia. I think Melbourne were already locked down, but in Sydney. And I was like, oh my God, this can't be happening. And I remember thinking at the moment, at the time, like, this is the pandemic has nothing to do with this, you know, like, we create our own reality. This is not an issue. This is fine. And my ego at the same time going, are you mental? Like, there was so much fear. But I just followed the bouncing ball. I followed my strategy and authority. I went into it, and because of my fear, I decided to pivot. I was like, okay, I need to be fully in. I need to, my excitement for running this program has to be more dominant or more prominent within my aura, within my quantum, than the fear that no one's going to sign up. So I made a decision. And I think if I look back, it's probably a decision that I made from the mind, but actually quite a wise one. Okay. Because I was really aware that I just had to stay really excited and feel really good about running the program and not get caught up with the money or whether or not I could sell it. So I pivoted and I said, bring a friend. For this investment, you can bring a friend for free. So people were effectively paying half. Well, I filled it like easily before the doors closed, like super easy. And I don't think it was about the pivot. I think it was in that moment I was really starting to understand my energy. I was really starting to understand how my specific energy works. And if I'm excited about something, like we're just about to launch Mastermind 2.0, it's the Golden Path. I've been working with my Gen Keys in the Golden Path for a number of months now. I'm so excited. Like there are so many freaking answers in there for your purpose, for your brand, for your message, how you run relationships. Like this excitement that lives inside of me, I know that it's important for me to be more connected to the excitement. And the moment the excitement's gone, then that is my body saying it's time to move on. It's time to not do that again, or it's time to do something different. So when I did that pivot, it was really wise because it was that opportunity for me to actually have that experience as a line three of getting things off the ground, having the win, trusting my energy, trusting my strategy and authority. And that was a really pivotal moment because the mastermind and the podcast started to take on a real life of their own. Now, 2020 was a hugely successful year for us. We went from 35K, at least I went from 35K in my business the year before. And, you know, I'd been working, I think the year before that I was more than double that, but I think that the year before that was about just under 100. Then there was a 35K year. Then we went into hitting double figure. We hit, I think, 180 or something the first year, and then up to 350 the second year. And then we'll get to the rest later. And I don't talk too much about money, and I'm going to talk to that as well because the Golden Path has really, really helped me to understand some real, like this tuned in wisdom that I have now with myself, with the universe, with my strategy and authority and my wisdom that comes in, because there's so much talk of coaches out there going, you can make this much and you can make this much and you can make this much. And we're not all designed to do that. I'm designed to make a lot of money. It's in my design, like literally. When I do my pearl sequence, which is part of the Golden Path, it's right there in black and white. And this is the piece for me that at that time I didn't realize I was starting to really step into my own wisdom. Anyway, I've got off track and I'm really fucking excited. And for all of those that are interested, if that has piqued your interest, if you are curious to know more, hang in there because we are just as from this podcast, we are launching Mastermind 2.0. It's been, the doors have already been open to all of my previous Mastermind 1.0 people and our HDX, and the seats are actually already going. So if this sounds like something you want to know more about, then there will be a link in the show notes. So please, please, please. Right, back to my story. 2020. 2020 was an amazing year. It really gave me this evidence of we create our own reality. We made choices in 2020. That, and we saw the world in 2020 in a very different way to most of our friends and family. We had a very successful year in business. We had a great year with our family, with our kids. We approached things like lockdown very differently. Now, we were some of the lucky ones that lived in an environment where our lockdown wasn't as long. Like for those of you that have heard about Melbourne, like my heart goes out to Melbourne. They went through so much in the pandemic because they were locked down, I don't know, like for, I think like more than a year. I just plucked that out of the air. So it could be wrong or it could be right or it could be way off. I don't know. But the point is it was a really long time. So I just don't want you guys to think that I'm diminishing the fucking awful year that 2020 was. But my lesson was that I am creating my own reality. And from everything that I'd learned from a behavioral point of view, so about quantum physics, psychology, behavioral science, neuroplasticity, NLP, everything that I've done down the had done down the spiritual path, like through meditation, all of these things that I'd studied, and I'd studied extensively up to that point. It was like they're all awesome, but the moment you add human design to it, it's like it just amplifies, because all of a sudden I'm beginning to get me and how the universe is talking to me and who I came to here to be and what I'm here to do and how I'm meant to earn money and how I'm meant to raise children and how I'm meant to be in a relationship. Because up until that point, I'd always felt really weird, odd, different. The choices I made were never, inverted commas, normal. So let's go to 2021, okay? So by this stage, when we get to 2021, we've launched HDX. Again, I launched it in a way that I was like, I really want a place where I can put so much content that it's for people that want to learn human design and keep learning human design, because there's just experiment after experiment in there. There's lots of content. It's a beautiful community. And again, I really followed my design. And of course, I'm starting to realize at this stage that I'm like, oh, wow, it's my 37. This community piece is really important for me. By this stage, I'm starting to realize like, oh, wow, my 40, the love of work. It's this, I can see now that I'm doing a lot more hours working as an even as an MG, but with this gate 40 in my personality earth, why I've had so much success, because that's the way I'm designed. I'm designed to love the work, to do the work. So all of these things are really starting to shift and change. The business is really, really succeeding. And every time I go for external help or support or knowledge, it comes from internal first. Okay. So I either get a download, I write it down, then I wait for the external clues. I'm really good by that stage with my emotional authority. I'm starting to really get it, even to the point where even that I'm getting that when it's yes and I feel that green light in my body, that I'm not excited and I'm not, you know, like, okay, about it either. You know, it's just this really clean, like, yeah, we're moving forward. Okay, we're moving forward. Shouldn't I feel more excited about this? No. It's that clarity that's the clear yes for me. Okay. So all of these things are happening. The business is growing and we'd always wanted to take this trip around Australia. So by mid-2020, we've ordered the van, we're doing all of these things, but there's still this part of me that doesn't believe that it can actually happen, right? Until we have this external event where the van that we'd ordered isn't going to arrive till March 2021 and we're like, well, we can't do that because we're taking the kids out of school for a year. That's not going to work. And in that moment, I remember being like, all right, I've been running my experiment. I've been trusting it within my business. I've been trusting my design in so many areas. This is it. I need to, like, if we're actually ever going to manifest this adventure, I need to stop thinking about it and just respond and listen to my authority. And Justin got off this phone call. And this had been, as an emotional authority, this had been twirling around in my aura. This, do we cancel that and try something else? Do we just cancel the whole trip altogether? Like this contemplation almost. And it's not that I sat and thought about it. I didn't have stories about it. It was just in my awareness. And this is what I think with emotional authorities, it's really important to understand that oftentimes things, they just sit in your awareness and you don't have to think about them. Like you will momentarily have a thought about them or you know, things will pop in and out, but you don't have to do anything about that. And Just was on the phone to the people that we had ordered the van from, and he gets off the phone, he tells me the story, and it was just like my entire body went into it's go time. And in that moment, I'm like, cancel it. You know, if we lose out a deposit, I don't give a shit. Cancel it, find a car and van, let's go. Just gets off the phone. I responded. That was, I think, I'm going to say it was like a Monday or a Tuesday. We went to have a look at other vans because we were at mum's at the time. We went to look at other vans near her. We worked out what we wanted. Justin just got onto, I can't even remember what side it was, and he found the caravan. We put a deposit on it that day. Like, so within 24 to 48 hours, everything had shifted, changed, and our whole dream came true. Then we had to face a bunch of challenges. Of course, it was the first time we were going to take out. We had like half. We were buying the car and the caravan. We were buying them both. We had half. So we had to apply for a loan. And this was a time where I was like, oh my God, it has to be on my business. And all my guilt, all my shame, all my fear, everything that I've ever had in me about money, and how I earn it, how I save it, how I invest it, what I do with it, what bank accounts, what I do know, what I don't know, it all just came up. Like I felt like I was five again, the amount of tantrums I had in that short space of time. Justin's friend had a broker. Justin was talking to the broker, and I couldn't even function, you know. And one of the things, this was a really important time for me because I felt such shame that I wanted Justin to do all the have all the conversations with my accountant, with the broker, with all the things. And I felt real shame. I felt real shame that I didn't want to do it, that I was so scared about doing it. And one of the really cool things was that it was not long after that that I started to really get into the Gene Keys, and I discovered this piece about 37 and how in my shadow I feel really unsupported. And the moment I ask for true support, then everything expands. So in the moment, although I didn't know it, I was listening to my design. So Justin did all of the going back and forward. We got all the information. I was fully shitting myself because I was like, oh my God, what if I just don't earn enough, or I'm an entrepreneur and the bank won't give us a loan. And that, but of course, because I'd listened to my strategy and authority, it took me where I needed to go. I had to face a big fucking dragon that I had around my money, around the shame that I was carrying around that. However, it was like, yeah, it's yours. It's all good. It's sweet. And I remember thinking, wow, this human design piece is so profound and important. And it was a time that I started experimenting with the Gene Keys and going deeper into the Gene Keys. Now, many people talk about the Gene Keys as it's this very passive, contemplative, you know, thing. And I know that Richard Rudd talks about it that way. But for me, you know, nothing's kind of contemplative. I am so action oriented. I'm such an experimenter. I want to blow shit up. I want to expand it. I want to experiment with it. I want to see what works. I want to push it to its limits. So this is where I started to integrate the Gene Keys, and everything that I'd learned with human design was really powerful, but everything started to really amplify. Now into 2021, this was the year, and I remember saying this to Liz Zamorski, you know what I've discovered this year? I can manifest anything I want. I can manifest anything that is truly aligned to me. This was a year that I broke all the rules from my point of view. We traveled all the way around Australia. Everyone said, you know, you're not going to have coverage, you're not going to be able to do it. We just bought a booster. We put a booster on the car. We, you know, set ourselves up so that we could. And there was probably like 95% of the time I could do it. For anyone who worked with me over those times, there was like, I think, three classes I had to postpone. But other than that, that was it. And we lived so freely. We lived without having to conform to anyone else's ideals. We got to see this incredible country. We were completely unaffected by COVID in any way. It wasn't even a discussion until the end of 2021. And we just had so many incredible experiences. And, you know, for you guys who were listening to the podcast back then, this was also a time that I faced some significant challenges. One time I fell down, I smashed my knee. And this was a time where yet again, the good old line three, I'm like, well, better put my money where my mouth is. And I went through this healing process. And instead of at the time, and I don't recommend this to anyone else, this is just part of my makeup. Like if it's part of your makeup, go for gold, but this is not advice for anyone. When it happened, I chose to not tell anyone how bad it was and just follow my internal guidance and everything that was coming to me, like just responding, okay? And over that time, I managed to heal my knee on my own. over a very short period of time. Again, learning how powerful my body was. And when I listened to my design, I listened to my body, you know, things can, like, miracles happen. So I was experiencing miracles with money. I was experiencing miracles with my kids. I was experiencing miracles with Just and our relationship. I was experiencing miracles like traveling around Australia and things just working for us. And I was experiencing miracles with impact. And this is where I really started to understand the metric that matters to me. And the metric that matters to me is the lives that I'm impacting, the lives that my work starts to, changes, right? I was really looking for the word because I'm not changing anything. I'm giving you everything you need to change. And it was really became so incredible at that point, where I could see that by following my internal guidance, the guidance of the universe, and this thing called design, miracles were happening everywhere. This is also, by this time, I've called in, like, one of the biggest challenges, I think, was knowing that I needed to hire someone to support me, you know, and this is before we went around Australia. And when I hired Taylor, I was like, oh my God, I'd had all this external advice of how to do it. And then I was like, okay, no, I'm going to follow my internal guidance. And I got this guidance. I learned something many years ago when I was selling a horse, of all things, a big flashy dressage horse. And I put here the ad into this magazine called Horse Deals. And I did it the way everybody else did it. And I didn't get one call. So then I was like, well, fuck this. And I just had this insight at the time. And I don't know, it was a long time ago, way before human design. I don't know if I responded to something. Oh, of course I did, because I looked at all the other ads and I'm like, they're so boring. So I just wrote an ad for an owner, for a writer. I'm like, we're looking for an FEI level, whatever. So I just went into all of this. So I actually did an ad for the writer for this horse. Well, we had so many freaking calls. So when it came to hiring, I again got this insight, like, okay, well, I'm not going to do it the way everyone else has told me to do it, because it just doesn't feel right. And my mind's going, what do you know? You don't have experience in this, you know, blah, 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 you know. And I'd had a nanny agency a long time ago. So I, like, hiring people, I had all of this, I don't know, like all of this unresourceful shadow stuff about hiring people and the way you should hire people, right? So anyway, I go through this process. I'm like, well, I got the download that I've just got to send out an email to my list. Then I have a conversation with a friend and she gives me the exact same advice without me saying. I'm like, okay, I'm just going to do that. And then sure enough, a manifestor client of mine recommends Taylor to me. And so I'm starting to really see how, if I just listen to this strategy and authority, and by this stage, it's not just the strategy and authority. By this stage, I really understand my chart. I understand how I'm meant to operate. I understand even to this point that I need to build a team that can run the business, even with me sitting outside of that as the alpha. Anyway, so I'm experiencing miracles within my team. Like, I couldn't have, like, if I wrote a list of the exact person that I wanted, I couldn't have written down all the amazing things about Taylor. You know, I just called in the right person by being the right person. and that's continued on, you know. So everything, we're at this stage, like, miracles are happening. It's all amazing, loving every second of it. And I start to notice, and it's probably early 2021, but everyone keeps saying to me, wow. Oh, actually, you know, the first time, because Justin would say, look, the figures on the podcast are good. They're really good. And I'd be like, oh, okay, okay. And I honestly think, like, part of the time, I honestly just thought no one was really listening, even though I was getting loads of feedback, lots of people reaching out. I was like, okay, must be the ones that listen every week. And I'm really grateful for that. And I've always been so grateful for all of you out there listening. And then I remember sharing the figures back then with Taylor, and she was like, what now? What now? And I'm like, oh, and I kind of remember we weren't even at 500,000. Like, we were, I think we might've even been at 300,000 downloads or something like that. We were probably doing, like, I can't remember, but maybe like 6,000 downloads a week, you know, or something like that. And now we're just about to hit 800,000. And we're just about, we did 53,000 downloads last week. So our numbers are just, you know, growing and growing and growing. And it dawns on me that the greatest lesson I have learned is that I really am my own guru. And there's this balance between being able to be open, have beginner's mind, be guided by others, guided by the universe, you know, and this, I need to put faith in me. I need to put faith in my insights. I need to put faith in my authority. I need to put faith in my body. So there's this dance. And I feel like this is what we're doing. You know, when Ra talked about the 7 years of deconditioning, like it's not even like you can't decondition faster. It's just that you just need the practice. You need the muscle. Anyway, so the podcast has a life of its own. My business has a life of its own. I think that by this stage, that year we did 350K. So that's last year, last financial year. Last year. And then I start to integrate the Gene Keys. Okay. It gets to the end of 2021. I'm starting to experiment with the Gene Keys. And it's really, really beginning to blow my mind. I'm doing some experimentation, playing around with it, you know, bringing it into some of the classes, like just experimenting, you know, that's what I like to do. And one of the big things that's always been a massive subject for me is money. Okay. So I've done a lot of work on my money beliefs. I've done a lot of work on money in the past, but something like I've always known that at some point I'm going to teach money. I did the Purpose in Abundance. I launched that. It was really successful. But that wasn't quite it. So I'm just experimenting. And my beautiful friend, Jess Babico, again, manifester. I think she actually did the live program and she started talking about the pearl sequence and I'm like, oh, could you do mine? And she does my pearl sequence and yet again, I'm like blown away. And the reason why I'm telling you this is because I know there's a large part of me that really, my purpose is to help you find your purpose, how to make money, the skills, like it's all about skills and mastery is a really big part of my purpose is not only me building skills and mastering them and then uncovering my own talent, but it's showing you guys how you can do that too. It's this how you can go internal first and then external. Anyway, so she gives me this overview of my pearl sequence. Of course, me being me, I then buy everything and start studying it myself. And I feel like the pennies are really starting to drop because I see all these coaches out there talking about money. Look, I'm earning all this money and you can earn all this money. And something inside of me is like, oh, it's just not congruent. It's not congruent for me. And there's something that they're missing. And then I start working on the entire golden path, right? And all my pennies drop. I actually see the messages, you know, and Jess helped me see this as well, you know, like part of my pearl sequence is all about, I've got the 43 in line five. So it's all about initiating people out of their comfort zone around trusting themselves, about being the creative rebel and about simplification. And I'm like, are you kidding me? So about being your own guru and HD made simple. So I'm starting to see all the evidence of like, oh my God, here it is in my life. Oh my God, here it is in my life. So I start to use it consciously or at least just understand it consciously. And all of a sudden the business is just like the podcast, everything is just like blowing up. And I'm like, I'm not even doing anything, but there was this little piece in between early 2022. Okay. This moment where I'm like, I'm at this tipping point. Okay. In my business where I feel like everything, and you would have heard me talk about it, everything that used to work doesn't work. So I'm in this liminal space and I've just signed up with this incredible wealth coach. She's going to come on the podcast, Elizabeth Ralph. And she really talks about this place where people sit, like there's these businesses that, you know, the startup business that they're just kind of, you know, going from, you know, week to week, you know, been there, done that. Then there's the business that's making the low six figures. Then there's the businesses that sit between the sort of the mid to high six figures, and a million. And this is this place where you completely need to reinvent yourself, because this is like once you hit the million and the multiple millions, this whole new identity has to turn up, right? So that's where I'm at, right? And everything I used to do wasn't working. And I was having this momentary freak out and I forgot to go internal first. So I went external and I made all these, like tried all these things and it didn't work. And then Taylor and I were like, okay, we've been running this experiment. Let's just do what we've discovered. Boom. Everything shifts. You know, 2022 for us has all been about easy. Let's make it easy. How can we have exponential growth and easy? Exponential impact and it's easy. So after my momentary freak out, and you probably heard me on the transits post, I think it was like May that it was like a really challenging time. I really dived into all of my golden path and oh my God, everything has become simple. You know, we just launched the mastermind. Oh, first it was the masterclass. When we did that masterclass, you know, and I said to you guys that day was that like the death of our beautiful Bailey. It was also that a death of a part of me. And that was the part of me that was the, you know, still hanging on to the lower six-figure entrepreneur. Oh, this is my safe space. I'm going to just stay here. You know, I've made enough impact, ego shit, because I'm afraid of really stepping in. And on that day was the day that I did this masterclass and I designed it the way that felt correct off the experiments that we had done. You know, Taylor and I had worked hard on all of this and not hard, but just being like really honest and were totally governed by expansion, which is Taylor's personality son. She's just like an expansion freaking queen. We focused on my entire design, like what are the things that have worked, you know, and to the point that I got to that, like, why did it work? And I could go into my design or my gene keys and go, oh, that's why it freaking works. Great. Awesome. Gave my brain the evidence. We ran this masterclass. It was so incredibly successful. You know, we turned it into a product because it was so successful. People keep buying it and buying it and buying it and buying it. It's amazing, right? New content, amazing. And then we convert, we launch the mastermind and we've always like the mastermind has never been hard to fill, but the ease of things now has just transformed. And, you know, this is kind of like the culmination of it's not always been easy. I have continued to face challenges, but like I said in that podcast about Bailey, like I choose to see the lessons in them. I choose to see what this moment's trying to teach me. I choose to see what my ego is trying to, you know, the handbrake, my innate handbrake. I can feel my goddamn handbrake, you know. And one of the things that now I understand and I want to bring to all of you, and this is like me officially announcing the doors are open for Mastermind 2.0, is that we have the intrinsic map inside of us to succeed the way we're designed to succeed. The biggest challenge we're going to have is actually trusting that path and letting our fears go. When we start to contemplate, study, ask questions about our golden path, everything shifts. We find our life's work. We understand our significant challenge. And for me, my significant challenge, it's so freaking crazy because when I started this, and this is part of the genius sequence, if you're in HDX, I'm going to be teaching all of this, a high level golden path in the class, I think it's next week, that my significant challenge in life was between family and work. And when I made myself be a stay-at-home mum, because that's what I thought I should do. And I put work on the back burner. No wonder I experienced depression and panic disorder because that's just not how I'm designed. So my challenge was always that I didn't know at the time, but now I understand is like, well, what is my truth? And my truth is that I love my work. I'm here to do a lot of work. However, that work has to work for my family. I have to be with my kids every single day. I need to be able to sit down and have conversations with them, to hike with them, to help them if they need my help, or just to check in with them, whatever it is. So all of a sudden, you know, we start to see our life through this frame of, oh, that's why that is. Oh, now I understand that. And the beauty of this sequence and all of this experience that I've been as a line three and a line five, you know, a 3-5, like culminating all these experiences, building all these solutions, you know, now I've put it all together with the behavioral stuff so that we can really not only use this beautiful contemplative journey of the golden path, but my really action-oriented human that I am, integrated into everyday life, make it simple, make it actionable, make it a way that we can go, okay, so how am I designed to speak to my audience? You know, what will attract audience into me? What are my superpowers? Where am I specifically meant to be communicating what I'm here to do? Like I said before, like the two things I talk about, human design made simple and you becoming your own guru, it's there in my chart. You know, my purpose, when I was doing old school, you know, how do you find your purpose quizzes and that sort of thing, I would constantly be answering the questions, but I wasn't making the link. Like, I actually remember this one question, like, look beside your bed. What's beside your bed? You know, if you have books beside your bed, what are the topics? Like, this is going to help you with your purpose. But I didn't realize that what I was looking at was the learning. I didn't make that link. But a large part of my lesson, my purpose is learning, is you know, finding skills and mastering them. So this is what the beauty of all of this is it gives us our clear places, like where our shadows live, where our real fear and pain sits, so that we can dive into it and find the gift. And with that gift, we can have a greater impact. We can, you know, make the money. You know, one of the things for me that blew my mind is, and you guys, you probably heard me say this story before, but with my dad was one of my ultimate idols. He did really well in his career. Then he just kind of teetered out because he just couldn't be bothered with the politics. He didn't like a lot of the people. He just wanted to do his job and go home. And he would always say, like, Emma, I don't care. I just want my family. I just want to be your dad. I want to live a simple life. And I could never understand that. And then there's this part of my design and his design where I am designed to be really ambitious. I am designed to make lots of money. But he isn't. He wasn't. He was designed to create this simple life that he loves and have the money that he needs to live in simplicity. Like, what? Oh my God, this shit blows my mind. So I am so freaking excited right now because we are opening 16 seats. As I said, I think there's already three already gone, and three looks like they're going to sign up. So if you want to sign up, if you want to learn more about it, please follow the link, or you can even book in, you know, a 15-minute call for me. But this whole program is going to be about your mission. Like, what is your genius? What is that thing that you came to planet Earth to be and to do? This is all about relationships. Now, I'm going to talk a lot about relationships in business, but you can talk a lot about relationships. You can use your intimate relationships, which obviously we're going to cover as well, but all the relationships, like how you're designed to receive love, to be in relationship. And then, of course, we're going to talk about money. We're going to talk about how you're designed to earn money, to the messages, your brand, like all of these really cool things that we can dive into the absolute nuances. Like, we can get rid of all the mud that you've been swimming around in trying to work this shit out and get to the clarity, and so that you can amplify not only your human design experiment, but your life on at every single lesson level. So you're invited to come and join Mastermind 2.0, where I'm going to take everything that I have learned, not only over the last 3 years, where I've taken my business from, you know, just under 100K to, by the end of this year, we might just nudge the seven figures. So Well, I believe we're going to nudge the seven figures. So I'm going to give all of you, give that or integrate that into the amazing wisdom of the Golden Path. And this is for people who have either done my mastermind before, they're in HDX, or they've done their experiment or been in their experiment for at least 2.5 years. So you know your chart. You don't have to know it super well, but you know your chart, because this is going to be a transformational program that is going to give you such clarity on who you are, why you're here, how to do it, and how to have more impact with ease and grace. So I'm so freaking excited. I can't wait. I know that the universe is calling you all in now. I so look forward to meeting each and every one of you, working with you, and completely transforming your life with you as we journey on the Mastermind 2.0. So thanks everyone for being here. I'm super excited. Follow the links in the show notes, and I look forward to having you on the next podcast. Bye for now. Thanks everyone for being here all the way to the end of the podcast. I hope you got lots of value out of it. I certainly had a lot of fun doing it. Could I please ask that you share this podcast with friends if you found it valuable? And also, bonus points, could you leave a review for me as well on Apple? It would be greatly appreciated. If at any point you would like to be on the podcast, or you've got questions that you'd like me to discuss on the podcast, by all means, get on my socials and DM me. Everything you need is there in the show notes. Have an awesome day. Bye for now.